KMJ News Time 7:50. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
You got some scoop on us on the United States Department of Agriculture and California milk pricing. What's this all about?
Yeah, this was kind of a big story that happened on Friday. So anybody who follows the ag industry probably knows just how much the dairy industry in particular has been suffering due to low prices. It's been happening for several years. A lot of local dairies have had to close and auction off their herds. In fact, last year, about 61 closed, 61 alone just in 1 year, which is pretty remarkable.
Wow.
The State of Agriculture Department here in California determines the price of milk for California milk. So they set those prices. And effectively for the rest of the country, it's the Department of Ag, the federal Department of Agriculture, that sets those prices. So for the last 4 years, California dairymen have been working to get the prices set by the federal government instead of the state, which is a move they say would bring them more revenue. So on Friday, the Department of Agriculture, the USDA, agreed to bring California into what is called the Federal Milk Marketing Order. From what I've heard, there's about 12 steps to that process. This has been going on for a couple of years now. They've been trying to do this. And so there's 12 steps, and one industry expert said that this is like the 11th step. So the next step is for the state's dairymen to vote on joining the marketing order. So there's pretty soon there's going to be about, I think there's about 1,000 in change, about 1,000 dairies currently operating still in California. So they're going to be receiving ballots here fairly soon to determine if they're going to have their milk prices determined by the feds. There's also going to be some local meetings to discuss the matter. And I just want to mention David L. Dale, Congressman Bella Dale, had a big role in getting them to this point. He's a dairyman by trade himself, so he's been working to make this deal a little sweeter for his fellow dairy operators. So stay tuned. It'll be a big deal once it's all said and done and they're getting those prices determined by the feds.
We're getting great info this morning, as we do each Monday, from Gabe Dillard at the Business Journal. Now, Gabe, my wife and I, we love trying out new restaurants here in Fresno, and who doesn't love food trucks? Here's one I haven't tried out, Raw Fresno. Tell me about this.
Yeah, well, we did a profile on this restaurant last week, and there's one piece that really stood out. So Raw Fresno is probably the only plant-based raw food eatery here in the Valley, started as a food truck. Now there's actually a physical location in the Galleria building in downtown Fresno. You could also find their products on grocery store shelves. This part really struck me. They're working with the Department of Social Services in the county. They're going to be stocking a raw food vending machine that will include like fruits, veggies, and certain entrees, which I just thought was kind of wild. Naomi Hendricks, she's the woman who owns this, started the business just about 4 years ago. She had a real personal tragedy. Her son passed away from an autoimmune disease. So she's kind of taken this as her mission to create really healthy food options and use food as a way to heal people. She said it's been difficult in Fresno. Vegan cuisine kind of has a negative connotation. You know, it's associated with activism and hippies.
Yeah.
And this is something, you know, she's trying to counter that. So, they've been slowly building the clientele. You know, they went from the food truck to the bricks and mortar, which is kind of a classic story here in the Valley for restaurants. So expect big things ahead, you know, and check them out at the Galleria downtown. I've never actually tried it. I've been meaning to, but it's more than just, you know, crunchy granola and all that stuff. So check them out if you'd like.
Yeah, I think that's the issue, Gabe, is that when it comes to fruit and vegetables, we enjoy ours deep fried.
Yeah, exactly. Just like at the fair.
Exactly. Hey, great info, man. Have a great week, all right?
You too, Tony. Thank you.
That is Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. And, you know, you want any news that's about Fresno and the Valley and related to the business world, pick up a copy of the Business Journal.